On the record.
Good morning. Today is June 9th, 2025. It is 9:04 a.m. and we're here under hearings office case number. Get the number. 1250101. My name is hearings officer Nancy Hockman. I'm going to ask the parties to please state and spell their full name for the record. We actually only have one person in the hearing. And so the person with iPhone, can you please state and spell your name?
Yes, my name is Joy Orth, J-O-Y-O-R-T-H.
Thank you. And for the record, the city has not appeared. What we do in a case like this when one party or the other does not appear is that we don't default that party. We read into the record what that person sent in writing as their testimony. So we'll be doing that for the city today, as we would do for you if the other party was the only one to appear. This hearing is being recorded by audio only, and it will be posted to the city's website for you or anybody else who wishes to hear it at a later time. Ms. Orth, did you have an opportunity to read your statement of rights about the hearing?
Yes.
Okay, and do you have any questions about your rights for the hearing?
No.
Okay. Again, my name is Hearings Officer Nancy Hockman. I am a city employee. I do not work for the Bureau of Transportation or for parking enforcement. The hearings officers are charged with independently reviewing the decisions of other city employees to make sure that they comply with the city code. My role is to review the evidence, which includes oral testimony and relevant documents, in order to decide the case. And my authority is limited. The only decision I can make is whether or not the tow was valid. The rules that govern the hearing require that I find a tow valid if all the procedural and notice requirements were met, and the person ordering the tow followed all the relevant rules and procedures. And please note that the appeal of a ticket or citation must be done through the court and not in this hearing. This is an administrative hearing, so it's not as formal as circuit court. We don't use the rules of evidence, and the decision's made by what's called a preponderance of the evidence, which means the person has to prove their case by slightly over 50%. You'll have the opportunity to give sworn testimony, and if the other side was here, you'd have the opportunity to ask them questions, but that won't happen today. So we have exhibits 1 through 9 that have been uploaded to the case management system. And do you have any objection to me using any of those in making my decision?
No.
Okay, so those exhibits are admitted into the record. And now I'll ask you to please raise your right hand to be sworn in. Do you solemnly swear or affirm the testimony you are about to give will be the whole truth? If you agree, please say so.
Yes.
Thank you. Okay, please tell me why you think the parking enforcement officer did not follow the rules when they ordered the tow of your vehicle, or why the tow was otherwise invalid.
Yes, so I live close to that building. I always park there. One of the reasons why I feel like it was kind of unjust was because I feel like the picture that was taken that the tow company didn't show the fullness of the garage. When I parked there, it was a holiday weekend, and there was nowhere to park, and that was the only place. And my main concern when I parked there was that I wasn't blocking the house. That house has a driveway that I make sure not to ever block. And the picture that was taken is for an apartment complex, that can fit at least 2.5 cars. And so if they would have taken a picture of the fullness of it, you would have seen that I, wasn't blocking. But I do realize I was in it a little bit, but not by the amount that it perceives, if that makes sense.
Thank you. I'm just catching up.
I'm so sorry. One more thing I wanted to add. I did take pictures of how my car looks in front of that garage, and unfortunately, I wasn't able to upload it.
You want to maybe hold your phone up to the monitor? Are you on your phone now?
I am.
Okay. I've never done this before, but if you want to bring up The OS won't work, will it? Because that would be a different app, so you wouldn't be able to show the photo.
Yeah, I didn't know if I could email it to you or something.
Yes, you can. You can email it to the clerk right now. And that email address is hearingsofficeclerks, plural.
Hearings with an S,
office, clerks, plural, all one word.
Okay.
At portlandoregon.gov.
At portlandoregon.gov. Okay, let me find my picture.
Just put it in the chat.
Okay. Okay, great. Let me grab that picture. Give me 1 second.
Okay, and the clerk just sent a text or sent a chat saying if the photo is not a PDF, which I assume it is not, that
no.
we would have to go off the record for her to convert it, and so we can do that. We have time for that.
Okay. Right now I am just trying to find it, and I can't seem to locate it, of course.
Again, we have a minute, so.
Okay. Oh, okay. Found it. And unfortunately, the only thing that I took a picture of was a picture of the garage, not my car in front of it. Is that, do you think that can be okay? Because it can show how big that garage is.
You can make the picture an exhibit and then describe to me what you'd like me to see in there, in the photo.
Okay, sounds good. Okay, so I'm going to send that. Almost done.
Okay, and we'll go off the record now.
Okay.
Hearing officer, I haven't received the photo yet.
So sorry. I'm technologically not the best. I thought I saved the email. Can you please repeat the email one more time? I'm so sorry.
Okay, it should be in the chat.
If you can look at the chat.
Oh, okay. Let's see, let's look at the chat.
I Hannah, so are we still on the record?
I believe we went off the record.
Okay. I still haven't received anything.
If we didn't go off, it just means somebody will have to listen to more time, more dead silence time. But
on the record.
Thank you. Okay, it is 9:24, and we just took a brief break for the appellant to upload an additional document. It's Exhibit 10. That's submitted into the record, and I did just pull it up. And Ms. Worth, can you tell me what you'd like me to see in this exhibit, in this photo? And you are muted. Ms. Worth, are you there? You are still muted, I can tell, but still connected to the hearing. So if you can hear me, maybe...
Hello, can you hear me?
Now I can, thank you.
Hi there. So I actually, since I had time, I moved my car to that location so I can actually show you how my car was parked, if that's okay.
I do not want to see that because
okay.
I have the other photos, but
okay,
I will...
Sounds good.
You know, after the fact, pictures don't help much, but I will... I just admitted Exhibit 10.
Okay.
And please tell me what you'd like me to see in that photo.
Yes. So I just wanted to share how big the garage is and how the picture that the officer took didn't show the how big it is. And my car, while I do admit it was in a little bit, it wasn't like no car would be able... was blocked is what I'm trying to say. It can fit 2.5 cars going in and out. And my main concern was that I wasn't blocking the driveway to the house next door. Again, it was a holiday weekend and that was the only place. And I do realize, I was blocking, but, I was there for only an hour. Anyways, that's just all I wanted to say was that no car was actually blocked because it's a huge garage, and that's what I wanted to share with the picture.
Thank you. And I am going to ask you one question. You said in your testimony you wanted to make sure you did not block the house. So is that a different driveway and you parked closer to this driveway because you were trying to avoid the other driveway? Is that your testimony?
Yes. So where I was, where the officer took the picture of is a garage to a huge apartment complex. And right next door to the apartment complex is a house. And the driveway is obviously right next to the big driveway.
Thank you. Okay, so I am pulling up Exhibit 8, which is the city's photos. And I'm looking at page 4, showing your car in place, and if you can go there, if not, I can pull it up for you. And let me know when you're there. Actually, I'll just pull it up. So give me a second and I will share it. Okay, can you see that? Actually, I didn't want to show you my whole screen. I just wanted to show you the that picture. And surprisingly, it doesn't seem to be one of the... Here we go. Okay. Okay, can you see that? Ms. Orth? Ms. Orth, you're muted.
Okay. Yes, I do see that picture.
Okay. So this is the driveway to the apartment complex, not your neighbor, correct?
Correct.
And I'm guessing that your neighbor is behind the car.
Yes.
Like behind the bumper on the right outside of you when you were trying to avoid that driveway?
Yes.
Thank you. Okay. Thank you. Okay, so now I'm going to read the city's testimony. And I'm reading from Exhibit 6, which is a hearing report created for this hearing. And it says that the citation was issued on May 24th, 2025 at 1:50 p.m. at the 1500 block of Southeast Martins Street for a blocked driveway. And the prose says, I, City Parking Enforcement Officer Nagy, ID M185, responded to a service request for blocked driveway at 1540 Southeast Martins Street. Upon arrival, I observed that the Honda with plate 9GIF186 was parked in front of a driveway apron and driveway, which impeded ingress and egress to and from the driveway and public street. As such, I issued a citation for violation blocked driveway and requested a tow. See also citation HA37468992, comments, and citation photos, amplifying description below. Please also see Title 1620-130V and 1690-105A1 through 3 and B for the definition of driveway and prohibition of parking in front of any portion of a driveway ingress egress. Please refer to Title 1630-210A9 and 1630-220A and B regarding when a vehicle may be towed without prior notice. Then the officer describes the photos, which is photo 1, the license plate, photo 2, the front dashboard and windshield, photo 3, showing the vehicle from the passenger side mirror to front bumper, showing vehicles completely in the driveway apron and into the driveway, photo 4, showing the other driver's side along the street to show relation of vehicle to the driveway and garage structure, and photos 5 and 6 showing the constrained street in relation of vehicle to the driveway upon approach by another vehicle that may need access to the driveway from or to the public right-of-way. And that's the end of the city's testimony.
I do have a question.
Yes, ma'am.
What does it say who called it in? The apartment's number is 1540, and then the house that the people live in, they're 1534. So I didn't hear who called it in and who I was. I do see from the picture, I'm obviously blocking a little bit of that huge garage, which is for the apartment complex. So I'm wondering, was it somebody from the apartment complex that called it in?
We never get information about who called it in. It just said that the service request was for a blocked driveway at 1540 Southeast Martin Street.
Okay, so 1540 is the apartment complex, which is exactly like what I figured, because I am obviously in that a little bit. But I think the whole reason why I wanted to call this in and just ask for mercy was because it is a huge garage and there was no car that is blocked in. But I can take, you know, note and acknowledge that I am blocking it a little bit. It's just something that shocked me, because, I've parked here many times, because when it's a busy street, I do park there, and knowing that it's a huge garage that people can come in and out.
Okay, I think we're getting a little repetitive on the testimony, so I'm going to end the testimony here.
Okay.
And I'm not going to be making a decision on the record. I'll be sending a written decision. And if you think my decision's wrong, you have the right to appeal to the Multnomah County Circuit Court. And information about that will be included in the decision. The hearing is now closed, and we'll go off the record. Thank you, and goodbye.
Thank you.